Chapter 70. 16. Victor Marie, Duc d'Estrees, Marshal of France, died 1727. 17. See letter 55, note 18. 18. Several words are obliterated. Forster reads, the last word, God give me, but give me is certainly wrong. 19. See letter 9, note 13. Sir Thomas Anmer married, in 1698 at the age of 22, Isabella, Dowager Duchess of Grafton, daughter of Henry, Earl of Arlington, and Countess of Arlington in her own right. Anmer was not made Secretary of State, but he succeeded Bromley as Speaker of the House of Commons. 20. William Fitzmaurice, see letter 11 note 19 and letter 27 note 11, entered Christ Church, Oxford, matriculating on March 10, 1712-13 at the age of 18. 21. See letter 11 note 11. 22. William Bromley, second son of Bromley the Speaker, see letter 10 note 1, was a boy of 14 at this time. In 1727 he was elected M. P. for Warwick, and he died in 1737 shortly after being elected member for Oxford University. 23. See letter 14 note 12. 24. Sometimes is means to border or etch, at others, to sew together, so as to make a variegated display, or to form a border. Probably it here means the curling of the bottom of the wig. 25. The last eight words have been much obliterated, and the reading is doubtful. 26. Lady Henrietta Hyde, second daughter of Lawrence Hyde, first Earl of Rochester, see letter 8 note 22, married James Scott, Earl of Dalkeith, son of the Duke of Monmouth. Lord Dalkeith died in 1705 leaving a son, who succeeded his grandmother Monmouth's widow, as second Duke of Buccleuch. Lady Catherine Hyde, see letter 40 note 6, was a younger sister of Lady Dalkeith. 27. Swift first wrote, frequent. 28. See letter 52 note 5. 29. Destries. 30. Little almost illegible. Letter 61. One addressed to Mrs. Dingley, etc. endorsed R. 27. 2. See letter 3 note 20. 3. Formerly Lady Ryleton, see letter 40 note 3. 4. See letter 58 note 8. 5. See letter 11 note 39 and letter 41 note 27. 6. Pun on Amble. 7. See letter 57 note 4. 8. See letter 41 note 7. 9. Pon Tuesday last, the house where His Grace the late Duke of Hamilton and Brandon lived was hired for that day, where there was a fine ball and entertainment. And it is reported in town, that a great lady, lately gone to travel, left 100 guineas, with orders that it should be spent in that manner, and in that house, postboy, February 26-28, 1712-13. The great lady was, presumably, the Duchess of Marlborough. 10. See letter 36 note 14 and letter 40 note 21. 11. Trinity College, Dublin. 12. See letter 60 note 19. 13. See letter 36 note 15. 14. Dr. Pratt, Provost of Trinity College. 15. Obliterated, and doubtful. 16. A deal at cards, that draws the whole tricks. 17. Previous editors have misread, revore as, reassure. Thomas Trevor, Chief Justice of the Common Pleas, was created Baron Trevor, of Bromham, in January 1712. By commission of March 9, 1713 he occupied the woolsack during the illness of the Lord Keeper, Harcourt. 18. This is the only reference to Pope in the journal. In his In Sir Forest the young poet assisted the Tories by his reference to the Peace of Utrecht, then awaiting ratification. 19. Several words have been obliterated. Forster reads, Rove PDFR, Poo PDFR, Knight MDMDMD, but this is more than the space would contain. 20. William Oldysworth, 1680-1734, a Tory journalist and pamphleteer, who published various works, including a translation of the Iliad. He died in a debtor's prison. 21. Some words obliterated. The reading is Forster's, and seems to be correct. 22 Susan Armin, elder daughter of Sir William Armin, Bart. Of Escotby, Lincolnshire, was created a life peeress in 1674 as Baroness Bellasyse of Escotby. She died March 6, 1713. Her first husband was the Honourable Sir Henry Bellasyse, son and heir of John, Baron Bellasyse, of Werribee, and her second, Mr. Fortney, of Chequers. 23 See letter 7 note 9. 24 A word before PT is illegible. Forster's reading, yes, does not seem right. 25 In November 1711 it was reported that Miss Kingdom was privately married to Lord Conway Wentworth Papers, 207, but this was not the case. Lord Conway was a widower in 1713, but he married an Irish lady named Bowden. 26 Forster reads, Knight, my own D. Solace. PDFR Roves MD. But the last three words, at least, do not seem to be in the MS. 27 Probably the Bishop of Raffo's son, see letter 29 note 20. 28 What? 29 As Master of the Savoy. 30 William Burg was Controller and Accountant General for Ireland from 1694 to 1717, when his patent was revoked. He was succeeded by Eustace Budgell. 31 William Paget, 6th Lord Paget, died in March 1713 aged 76. He spent a great part of his life as ambassador at Vienna and Constantinople. 32 Pocket. 33 Forster reads, Leal Oaks, Mr. Ireland, Leal. Dot, letter 62. One addressed to Mrs. Dingley, etc. endorsed, PR. 13. To Esther Johnson's brother-in-law, Philby, see letter 55 note 19. 3 Earl Powlett, see letter 20 note 7. 4 Francis Ansley, M. P.P. for Westbury. His colleague in the representation of that borough was Henry Bertie, third son of James, Earl of Abingdon, who married Earl Powlett's sister-in-law, Anthony Henley's widow, see letter 12 note 24. 5 As M.S. Dot, 6 A dozen words are erased. The reading is Forster's, and appears to be correct. 7 The British ambassadress's speech to the French king. The printer was sent to the pillory and fined. 8 The examiner, Vol. E. Number. 35, said that swift gentleman of the first character for learning, good sense, wit, and more virtues than even they can set off, and illustrate was not the author of that periodical. Out of pure regard to justice, I strip myself of all the honor that lucky untruth did this paper. 9 A purgative electuary. 10 Bargains. 11 3 or 4 words illegible. Forster reads, Knight, own M.D. 12 Forster reads, Devil's Brood, probably the second word is odd. Cf. Letter 60 note 14 and February 18, 1712-13. 13 Several Oving pictures, mostly brought from Germany, were on view in London at about this time. See Taylor, number 129 and Gay's Fables, number 6. 14 See letter 6 note 45. 15 Mr. Charles Grattan, afterwards master of a free school at Enniskillen, Scott. 16 So given in the MS. Forster suggests that it is a mistake for Ood. 17 See letter 28 note 11. 18 It is probable that this is Pope's friend, William Cleland, who died in 1741 aged 67. William Cleland served in Spain under Lord Rivers, but was not a colonel, though he seems to have been a major. Afterwards he was a commissioner of customs in Scotland, and a commissioner of the land tax in England. Colonel Cleland cannot, as Scott suggested, Swift's works, E. 142 V. 137-39-6. 8. Have been the son of the Colonel William Cleland, Covenanter, and poet, who died in 1689 at the age of 28. William Cleland allowed his name to be appended to a letter of Pope's prefixed to the Dunciad, and Pope afterwards described him as person of universal learning, and an enlarged conversation. No man had a warmer heart for his friends, or a sincere attachment to the constitution of his country. Swift, referring to this letter, wrote to Pope, "Pray tell me, whether your colonel sick, Cleland be a tall Scots gentleman, walking perpetually in the mall, and fastening upon everybody he meets, as he has often done upon me?" Pope's works, if 48 vi. 214. 19 Henry Grey, Lord Lucas, died 1741, who became 12th Earl of Kent in 1702, was made Duke of Kent in 1710. He held various offices under George I and George II. 20 Forster found, among the MSS. At Narford, the I thus prepared for All Fool's Day. Richard Noble, an attorney, ran away with a lady who was the wife of John Sayer and daughter of Admiral Neville, and he killed Sayer on the discovery of the intrigue. The incident was made use of by Hogarth in the fifth scene of Area J. Lamode. 21 See Letter 5 Note 3. 22 See Letter 13 Note 10. 23 Charles Zia. 24 SMS. Dot 25 Sibber says that he saw four acts of Cato in 1703. The fifth act, according to Steele, was written in less than a week. The famous first performance was on April 14, 1713. 26 The first number of The Guardian appeared on March 12, and the paper was published daily until October 1, 1713. Pope, Addison, and Berkeley were among the contributors. 27 See Letter 52 Note 6. 28 See Letter 39 Note 16. 29 The first preached after the period of his suspension by the House of Lords. It was delivered at St. Saviour's, Southwark, before his installation at St. Andrew's, and was published with the title, The Christian's Triumph, or The Duty of Praying for Our Enemies. 30 Swift's Curate at Lerwicker. 31 Richard Gorges, died 1728, was eldest son and heir of Dr. Robert Gorges, of Kilbrew, County Meath, by Jane, daughter of Sir Arthur Loftus, and sister of Adam, Viscount Lisburn. He was appointed Adjutant General of the Forces in Ireland 1697, Colonel of a new regiment of foot 1703, Major General of the Forces 1707, and Lieutenant General 1710. Dalton's Army Lists, E. 75. 32 See Letter 60 Note 10. 33 Mrs. Oldfield. 34 See Letter 56 Note 6. 35 Never saw the like. 36 See Letter 53 Note 10. 37 The remainder has been partially obliterated. Letter 63. One addressed to Mrs. Dingley, etc. endorsed A4. 2 Lord Cholmondeley, See Letter 36 Note 15. 3 Harcourt. 4 Forster's reading, the last two words are doubtful. 5 See Letter 7 Note 27. 6 Francis Pams, who was wounded at Blenheim, was made a lieutenant general in 1709. In 1707 he was elected M.P. for West Loo. In 1708 he was sent as envoy extraordinary to the Duke of Savoy, and in 1710 to Vienna. 7 Apparently Oheed. 8 Henry Villiers, died 1743, second son of the first Earl of Jersey and of Barbara, daughter of William Chiffinch, see Letter 29 Note 3 and Letter 59 Note 25. 9 See Letter 61 March 8, 1712-13. The speech and address are in the Commons Journals, Zwei. 278-280. For the draft address, in Swift's handwriting, see the Portland Papers, 1899, v. 276. 10 Scoffed, jeered. 11 Dr. Gastrell, see Letter 25 Note 8. 12 George Berkeley, afterwards Bishop of Cloyne, but then a young man of 28, came to London in January 1713. He was already known by his new theory of vision and reatis on the principles of human knowledge, and he brought with him his re-dialogues between Hylas and Philonous. Steele was among the first to welcome him, and he soon made the acquaintance of Addison, Pope, and Swift. On March 27, Berkeley wrote to Sir John Percival of the breach between Swift and the Whigs. Dr. Swift's wit is admired by Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.